All right, as you're heading back to your seats, we invite the children to come forward for this morning's children's time.
Morning. Good morning, everybody. You all have really, really nice names. I'm Miss Heather, and I like all of y'all's names. Raise your hand if you like your name.
And I always say, I like my name, but I wish I had a nickname. And so I always try and call myself Hev. Like if I ever email you and I say Hev, that's because I'm hoping someone will pick up on that. Because my whole life, I've never had a nickname that I know of. But anyway, does anybody have a nickname? You do? Oh, my goodness. Lots of nicknames. What's yours, Ella? Squirt. That's a good one. Emerson? Tiny. Cute. Caroline Bear. Nice. Rosalie. Rosie. Yeah. Quinn. Quinny, nice. Lincoln. Link. Yeah, Link. Yeah, like Heather, Hev. Yeah, I'm with you, Lincoln. I gotcha. Okay, well, your parents put a lot of thought into your names, right? Okay, y'all have beautiful names. It's something that parents do for, like, at least 9 months, right? They're thinking, what should I name this little child? This little nugget. So hopefully they didn't name you Nugget, but yeah, so your names are so important. Back in Jesus's time, rather than saying like Levi Wiki or say a last name, they would just say Levi Bar JJ. So think about how that would be. Like they would say your name and then Bar and then one of your parents' name. So Emery, what would that be like? Emery Bar Chris. That sounds cool, huh? Okay. Ella Bar Kyle. Yes. So isn't that cool? So that's how we knew who we were talking about. So yeah, Jesus was Jesus Bar Joseph. And do you guys remember Jacob? We've talked about Jacob in the Bible. And my older ones, so Oakland, Levi, August, Rosalie, Ellette. Do you remember what Jacob meant, what Jacob's name meant? Trickster, remember Trickster? And then his name, and then God changed his name. He wrestled with God, and God changed his name to Israel. Right? Israel. Okay, Israel. Okay, I know this story sounds familiar, but so sometimes when we grow closer to God, we all wrestle with God. We all want to grow closer to God, but there are things that make it difficult for us to always be perfect in God's eyes, but we try. But when we sometimes people change their name when they become closer to God. We don't. It's not that common anymore to change your name when you become closer to God, but you can. I knew somebody who changed their name to God's Love. A real person changed their name to God's Love when they became closer to God, when they got baptized. So that's a really cool thing that could happen. But just I want you to think, today I have little bracelets to remind you that you're God's children, God loves you, and God wants to be close to you. And so whether you keep your same name or you change your name, growing closer to God is the most important thing. Okay, let's pray. Hands together, eyes closed. Dear God, thank you for drawing me closer to you. Thank you for loving me, for guiding me, and sharing your love always. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, so everybody's going to get their little bracelet, but I'll give it to you over there. Okay, cool. I'll give it to you over with, just meet Kyle over there.